Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today is World Health Day. So joining me is Dr. Nasiba Kathrada, who is the founder of COVID Management Team, which I'm not sure what COVID Management Team is. But good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Doctor, why do we self-diagnose?
Well, I think it's a problem that's just become worse because of the last 2 years and people being at home. And the other thing, I think it's very easy for people. It's easier. Let's just say that's my reason. People self-diagnose because it's easier.
Look, you know, I could say it's just a cough. You might say it's just a cough. My friend might say it's just a cough. But go to Dr. Google, and according to Dr. Google, you're dying. So I suppose it's not always a good idea to rely on what Google says.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also what people tend to do is that they have an idea in their mind and they will keep doctor shopping until they find a doctor that will tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, many times I have a patient coming to me and they'll insist on me prescribing antibiotics, and I don't. For a viral infection, I don't prescribe antibiotics, and they'll insist. And I go, but how is this going to help you? And they go, yeah, but I just get better when my other doctor gives me that injection. And I go, yeah, but I'm not your other doctor.
Wow.
And if I diagnose a viral infection, I'm not giving you an antibiotic, which is antibacterial.
Yes.
Unless, you know, you've got a bacterial infection. So it's also, and many doctors do it, and they do it because they have a relationship with the patient, and it's part of the placebo thing where they know that the patient will get better if they just give them what they want. And well, I'd like to say, fortunately, I'm not one of those doctors.
Yes.
You know, I try to do what's best for my patient, and, you know, doctor shopping and self-diagnosing are very serious and can lead to many problems.
Absolutely. One of them being overuse and misdiagnosis, I suppose, as well. Let's talk about misdiagnosis. You know, what are the real risks? What are the most common? Well, you might or might not know this, and I think it might be unfair to ask you, but are you aware of what the most misdiagnosed conditions are by the layman?
Well, I definitely don't know it from stats, but I can tell you that, well, I specialize in weight loss. So although I'm a general practitioner, I specialize in weight loss. And every time a patient comes to me, I'll ask them, so part of the history that I take is how long have you been overweight and what is the reason? And 9 out of 10 times people will give me some weird and wonderful thing when the bottom line is you're overweight because you eat too much. People like to find a reason for their problem, and the answer is not themselves. So whether it's a headache or whether it's something else, especially if you have people who are hypochondriacs where they want to find something wrong with them. But when it's something like obesity, which is an illness, people want to find a reason for it. And sometimes it's a simple thing like you eat too much. That's the bottom line. And when the patient tells me, no, I want to do all the blood tests, they just do every blood test for me, there's something wrong with me. And I go, 99.999999% of the times, people are overweight because they eat too much. So it's that kind of reason where you want to find an answer for something and the answer is not you. There's something wrong with me, that's why there's something wrong with me. And when it comes to self-diagnosing, people also take the wrong medication. Because they will go, and you know, it's so ridiculous, because at this point, even our pharmacists at any of the places you go to will give you advice when you ask them for something. It's when you're going to take the stuff that's off the shelf and not necessarily over the counter that people start mixing and matching. And the person that you speak to, your doctor or your pharmacist, unless they know that you wouldn't purchase something else, and unless you tell them, they're not aware of the interaction, and that's what people need to be aware of. When you're taking a few different things, there's definitely a chance that you can, you know, they can interact. And it's very much with natural medicines as well. I'll give you an example. You know, during the pandemic, it was touted that everybody should take vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, basically all your vitamins. So there is a slingerberry tree that's very high in neem. Neem is very high in vitamin B1, which is thiamine. So I had a patient of mine who was taking a neem tablet from over-the-counter meds. He was taking that. And he had a slingerberry tree in his garden. And as opposed to taking one leaf, and crushing it, and maybe having tea, and that was it. That's more than enough. He was having like a handful, crushing it and making it into a really strong tea, because he just heard you have to boost your immune system. That's what he heard. And then he was taking the tablet, which already has enough for you for the day. And then he started taking ivermectin, because of course he heard about that as well. And then came to me with a rash all over his body, and he was insisting that it was the ivermectin. So I said to him, when did you start the ivermectin? And he said, yesterday. When did the rash start? 2 weeks ago. So I go, how is it that the rash is because of ivermectin when it's 2 weeks ago? And he took a really long time to put it together. Yeah, but that was the thing, right? Because he only realized that it was bad when he took something new, as opposed to when he was doing what he's doing regularly. And then when I went into the deep history, and then he was taking this and that, the other, and I go, you know, it's too much. And I had to use Dr. Google that day, because I haven't seen anyone. Sorry, that's my alarm for, there we go. Sorry. Yeah. So I had to show him on Google that, listen, this is a known thing, that you can get a skin rash from taking too much of vitamin B. And it was something that was so odd that I had to also put it into it, B1 specifically. I had to put it in my doctor's group, because we don't normally see that.
Yeah.
But it's because of this increase in what you're saying, where people are purchasing, self-diagnosing, and just, I need to do this because they said that. And then it's the interaction that causes problems. It's taking that from here and this from there and putting them together.
Dr. Nasiba Kathrada, founder of COVID Management Team in Durban, thank you very, very much for the time and on this World Health Day. And you know what? To sum up what Dr. Kathrada said, we are our own worst enemies. Go and get properly diagnosed, get proper medication, and get well, darn it, because it is World Health Day.